Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is May 1st, 2022, and this is episode 18 of season 2. And today we'll be reviewing the audible book, The Winner's Brain, 8 Strategies Great Minds Use to Achieve Success by Jeff Brown and Mark Fenske. This audible book will teach you how to achieve success with 8 easy-to-follow strategies.
Win factor number 1.
Self-awareness. Thinking about yourself to become a winner. Celebrity status can blur the line between your public self, the person we present to the rest of the world, and your real self. The person that we truly are in private and nobody else is watching. All of us maintain a public persona to a certain extent. One of the goals of developing a winner's brains and self-awareness is to reduce the discrepancy between the real you and the public you.
Win factor number 2.
Motivation. Cultivation, the drive to win. Staying consistently motivated keeps you on a steady path towards success. Maintaining motivation to plow through even the smallest or most mundane task is often just as important as being motivated by your overall goals. Boost your brain power. Think of motivation as a fuel that keeps your effort accelerator going and the juice that helps keep your goal laser trained on the things that are important. Luck is usually spun from the winner's brain characteristic of motivation and the mindset of being goal-oriented. Winners have the ability to make their own good fortune. Finding the upside in the ordinary allows you to maximize your everyday life.
Win factor number 3.
Focus. Looking onto what's important, American psychologist William James defines focus as taking possession of the mind in clear and vivid form of one of what seem several simultaneous possible objects or trains of thought. In other words, it is withdrawal from some things in order to deal effectively with others. Focus involves attention and concentration. 5 easy steps to reinvest your focus. 1. Admit to yourself that you're off focus. 2. Remind yourself of the original task and why it is important. 3. If possible, eliminate the factors that derailed your attention. 4. Choose a starting point. Cue yourself with a word like go and get back on task. 5. Pay attention to the small details you might not ordinarily notice to give you a new perspective of the task at hand.
Win factor number 4.
Emotional balance. Making emotions work in your favor. Winners recognize and anticipate emotional responses both in themselves and others so that they can stop, start, and adjust emotions from any given situation. Emotional balance is the aspect of opportunity radar that helps you manage your emotional responses when evaluating a situation. The difference between a winner's brain and an average brain is that winners make a point of directing their emotions in protective ways.
Win factor number 5.
Memory. Remembering to have a winner's brain. Winners' brains just don't store information in memory. They apply their past experience in use to strategically build new knowledge in order to improve future performance. You are the sum of your remembered experiences. Practice makes perfect memory. If you need to use it often or whether it is important to you to get it right, drill it until it becomes second nature. Edit your brain. You can actively and consciously purge information you don't need from your brain. Imagine your brain sweeping away the answers from a test that you passed with flying colors over a year ago. Pick up your mental dustpan and sweep it into the trash. Memory's most important function is to help you make predictions about the future so that you can make accurate conclusions about how to best achieve your goals.
Win factor number 6.
Resilience. Bouncing back into success. A winner's brain recovers from life's challenges by dealing with shortcomings, misfires, and failures. Whether they are self-generated or brought on by circumstances, beyond one's control. Winners reframe failure so that they can work from their advantage and recognize that when things don't go according to plan, the journey isn't necessarily over. And in fact, failure is often a new opportunity in disguise. Resilience means that you don't give up on your goals when you have a setback or doubt your talents when you don't get what you want every time. Failing does not mean that you can never succeed. It just means you don't succeed every time. Your performance will never exceed your self-image. Reframe a failure in order to find a benefit, even if it is just a tiny nugget.
Win factor number 7.
Adaptability, reshaping your brain to achieve. Every time you think a thought, feel an emotion, or execute a behavior, there's always some sort of corresponding change to your nervous circuitry. Increased self-knowledge endows a winner's brain with interpersonal clarity needed to understand and empathize with the feelings of others. The brain keeps on changing no matter what. Many of these changes depend on what we do with our brain. If you sit around and mope because something doesn't go your way, this mindset may have an ongoing effect on your brain's activity. If you continue to brood every day, these patterns can lead to ingrained changes in the neural structures of your brain. What is it that sets winners' brains apart from average brains? They are willing to do the work. They take control over plasticity by intentionally making the changes they want, and they deliberately take the steps to think and act in ways that fine-tune their brains to help achieve their goals. Winners are like ducks on the water, calm on the surface and paddling furiously underneath.
Win factor number 8.
Brain care, maintaining, protecting, and enhancing your winner's brain. Your brain, much like the rest of your body, has fundamental needs. By doing plenty of physical activity and providing your brain with rich and meaningful experiences, sleeping well, and eating a proper diet, you can help meet these needs and give yourself the edge it takes to cultivate a winner's brain. Much like your car, your brain runs better on premium fuel from food and regular tune-ups. Optimal brain function is not a case of nature trumping nurture, it is also how you nurture what nature gave you. You can only optimize your brain's activity when you treat your brain right. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this oval book a 4 for providing 8 strategies on how to become successful and develop a winner's brain. To find out more about this oval book, go to www.audible.com and download this audible book, or go to www.drjeffbrown.com to find out more information and other books written by the author. Remember to hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. And also remember to please share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. Follow me on Twitter at Kelly Podcast or Instagram at PatrickKelly_podcast. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. If you'd like to donate $1 or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com or go to $PatrickKellyPodcast on Cash App, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.